The Circuit Court in Accra has again remanded DSC guilty Mawenyega Tehoda into police custody. Her remand comes after the prosecution substituted an earlier charge preferred against her. The amendment of charge sheet is in line with the ruling at the Human Rights High Court last Tuesday, bordering on the variance in the statement of offence and the particulars of offence. She is currently charged with abetment of crime by undertaking an activity relating to narcotic drug, as against the earlier charge of abetment of crime to stealing of cocaine. Correspondent Amasewa Bediakon has filed the following report.
When the case was first called, Principal State Attorney Anthony Rexford Ruedu was not present, but Mr. Ruedu had sent one police officer attached to the Attorney General's office to present to the court files containing revised charges. When Mr. Ruedu finally arrived, his charge sheet was without supporting facts. Mr. Ruedu, upon acceptance by Justice Audrey Kokuvite, made oral submission, which was recorded. Mr. Ruedu said the prosecution will lead evidence before the court to prove beyond reasonable doubt the guilt of DSP Mawenyega Tehoda on the offences levelled against her. The prosecution brought the deputy head of the commercial crime unit of the police headquarters on a charge of abetment of crime to wit undertaking an activity relating to narcotics, contrary to Section 561 and 32 of PNDC Law 236, which is the Narcotic Drugs Control Enforcement and Sanctions Act of 1990. The current charge is also in tune with the particulars of offence, which states that between July 21, 2011 and December 13, 2011, DSP Tehoda abetted one Nanama Martins to swap cocaine exhibits weighing 1,020 grams into sodium bicarbonate. Mr. Ruedu said a prosecuting witness will testify of this involvement of the DSP after the trial judge had refused a bribe of 5,000 Ghana cedis to close Nanama Martin's case. This evidence will also be corroborated by other witnesses who knew about the DSP's involvement and how she contracted lawyer Komlase Nanu to have him briefed and request for a retest of the tendered exhibits. The prosecution said the whole saga of sudden change of cocaine was spearheaded by the DSP, who, according to Mr. Ruedu, jubilated in her office upon the release of Nanama Martins. The prosecution also submitted that the DSP be refused bail as investigations continue and that she could interfere with the investigations. Defense counsel E.K. Voduagu, however, objected to these submissions, noting that a new charge preferred against his client is an afterthought. He said from the facts recounted by Mr. Ruedu, prosecution alleged that a swapping was done in court. Mr. Voduagu noted that it is interesting to note that the head of narcotics at the headquarters, who was indicted in the BNI report, is still at post. He said the report only mentioned his client as directing her subordinates to report to her office with Nanama Martins whenever her relatives came looking for her. The defense said the substituted charge sheet by prosecution was an attempt to settle a bill that had earlier been granted by the Human Rights Division of the Fast Track High Court, but the court could not grant DSP guilty Mawenyega Tehoda bail. Justice Audrey Kokuvite noted that the charge is connected to narcotics, which is an unbailable offense under the country's law. DSP guilty Mawenyega Tehoda is due in court on the 20th of this month.
Amasewa Bediakon reporting.